You may have heard about mysterious drone sightings in northern and eastern Colorado lately. This week, the state said most cases reported to them were not drones. But no one has been able to fully explain what people are seeing. As the mystery continues, it raises another concern, your privacy. KUNC's Michael DeJuana reports.
On a cold Saturday night, Ray Marie Knowles and her family rushed out of their house and onto the porch.
It's loud.
It is.
They were looking up at some kind of flying object. It was hovering over her horse ranch north of Kiowa on the Eastern Plains. She got right under it, pulled out her phone, and pressed record.
The video did not do it justice.
Recorded on January 4th, it captures lights and whooshing sounds, but not much more.
It's the size of a pickup. I mean, they're big.
Knowles is sure that what she saw was a drone, and not the kind you might buy on Amazon.
And the undercarriage is lit up. You can tell it's not any kind of plane or anything like that. You can kind of see the outline in the dark.
Since late November, a lot of people have reported what have been dubbed mystery drones across northern and eastern Colorado, as well as parts of Nebraska and Wyoming. Federal aviation officials, the FBI, local sheriffs, the state of Colorado, and others joined the investigation. Looking at 90 cases, none were confirmed to be large drones.
What we have been able to verify are misidentified planets, stars, small hobbyist drones, and a lot of aircraft in the area.
Mickey Trost is a spokeswoman for Colorado's Homeland Security Division. That hasn't stopped the ongoing speculation on social media, from theories of UFOs to a government cover-up to something much less sensational. For all the wild things that have been said, should we be concerned about our privacy? A big yes, says Margot Kaminsky, who is a privacy expert.
There is something inherently creepy to people about an object flying in the sky and watching them.
Kaminsky is an associate law professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. While people are used to giving up all kinds of personal information online, drones tend to trigger a different reaction.
Where we didn't seem to be so concerned about being pervasively watched on the internet until really recently, people reacted quite strongly to the idea of an eye in the sky.
Case in point, 2014, when a Colorado town considered hunting licenses for drones.
Right now, voters in Deer Trail, just east of Denver, deciding whether or not they should allow folks to shoot down drones.
It might have been kind of a lark, but since then, drones have become practically ubiquitous. State officials say 14 of the sightings they investigated were drones, only small ones, like your neighbor might have.
And so the question that's interesting with drones is, what if it's not flying, you know, 1,000 feet or 500 feet over your land, but it's flying, like, really low to your land, and it's doing it repeatedly, and it's buzzing, and it's annoying? Then, as a property owner, can you tell that person to get out? It's still a fairly open question.
And so who is flying that drone over your house anyway? The Federal Aviation Administration might soon require drones to have digital IDs so they can be traced. In the meantime, what information might drones be collecting on you? And could that information become a piece in a puzzle that's combined with what's on the internet, your smartphone, GPS, social networks?
It's that pervasive, persistent tracking over time, even in public locations, can reveal incredibly intimate things about us.
Some states have passed laws, like Wisconsin, which makes it illegal to use drones to take pictures in settings where people have an expectation of privacy. Or in California, where there are more sweeping protections in a law that gives people rights regarding data collected about them so that
I know what you have, I know what you're doing with it, and I can restrict to some extent what it is you do with that and how it impacts my life down the line.
As for state officials, they've scaled back their drone search operations. They're not off the case, though. Trost says the Division of Homeland Security is still taking tips. Michael DeJuana, KUNC.